KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly sunny sky. It's currently 72 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly sunny or actually partly cloudy today with a high around 93. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In Southwest Iowa News, police in Creston report an accident Saturday afternoon in a Montgomery resulted in a Montgomery County man being transported to the hospital. Authorities say 39-year-old Bradley Wayne Ford of Red Oak was in Creston with his family for a youth baseball tournament. The family was trying to locate the ball field, but were unable to find it. Ford's 2010 F-150 pickup was traveling north on South Oak Street and stopped at the intersection with West Fremont before he began to slowly pull away from the stop sign. Ford was conversing with his wife, according to authorities, when their pickup was struck by a 2005 Chevy pickup that was eastbound on Fremont Street. The driver of the Chevy was identified as 42-year-old Troy Dean Hepker of Cromwell. Bradley Ford suffered suspected minor non-incapacitating injuries and was transported to the hospital in Creston by EMS. Hepker complained of pain but was not taken to the hospital. The damage from the collision amounted to $15,000. There were no citations issued. A collision between three vehicles Friday afternoon in Carroll County resulted in one fatality and another person injured. The Iowa State Patrol reports the crash happened just before 3 p.m. at the intersection of Highway 71 and 141. Officials say one of the drivers, 86-year-old Donald M. Tallman of Reno, Nevada, who was not wearing his seatbelt, died at the scene of the crash. Another driver, 58-year-old Rebecca Hewitt of Arkansas City, Kansas, who wore her seatbelt, was transported by ambulance to the St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. The crash occurred when a 2018 Kia Soul driven by Tallman was coming to a stop behind a 2015 Chevy Equinox driven by Hewitt, as both were westbound on Highway 44. A 2005 Ford F-150 driven by 29-year-old Mitchell Hewitt of Arkansas City, Kansas, was stopped ahead of the Chevy waiting for cross traffic so he could turn left onto Highway 141. The Kia rear-ended the SUV, causing that vehicle to hit the rear of the pickup. The Kia came to rest facing westbound on Highway 71. The SUV and pickup came to rest facing west on Highway 141. Creston police conducted three separate arrests over the weekend and took three vehicle break-in reports. Late Sunday night, Sebastian Sweat of Blockton was arrested in Creston for public intoxication. He was being held in the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. 29-year-old Maria Rodriguez Muffley of Creston was arrested late Saturday night for disorderly conduct and driving while suspended. She was later released on a $300 bond. And 29-year-old Stephen Baylors of Creston was arrested Saturday evening for possession of a controlled substance second offense. His bond was set at $2,000. Three vehicle break-ins were reported Saturday. One incident happened sometime between 8 p.m. Friday and 8 a.m. Saturday in the 300 block of Livingston in Creston. The vehicle's title was reported to have been stolen. Sometime between 10 p.m. Friday and 6 a.m. Saturday, a vehicle in Creston was broken into, parked in the 300 block of South Bureau Street. An envelope with cash was taken. The loss was estimated at $100. And sometime between 9:30 p.m. Saturday and 11 a.m. Sunday, a vehicle parked in the 200 block of Myrtle Street in Creston was broken into and loose change was stolen. The loss was estimated at just $5. A traffic stop a little after 12 a.m. Saturday in Adams County resulted in the arrest of a man on drug charges. Deputies conducted the traffic stop on a vehicle near 150th and Union Avenue. When they approached the driver, Wayne signed a fourth. Deputies observed a substance believed to be marijuana on his clothing. Upon further investigation, Sign was placed under arrest for possession of a controlled substance first offense and operated while intoxicated first offense. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office reports 54-year-old Kurt Weaver of Bedford was arrested Friday in the 700 block of Madison Street in Bedford. Weaver was charged with violating a no-contact order and was being held in the Taylor County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup says that on Friday, deputies with his office conducted a narcotics investigation in Tabor. During the investigation, deputies arrested 25-year-old Tyler Murtaugh of Omaha, Nebraska. Murtaugh was found to be selling approximately 1 pound of psilocybin mushrooms before he was apprehended by the deputies. He was taken to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, where his cash-only bond was set at $10,000. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office was assisted by Tabor police in that investigation. An Iowa man faces charges in Nebraska and Iowa after officials say he led officers on a high-speed chase and rammed two law enforcement vehicles. The Nebraska State Patrol says the incident happened Friday evening when a trooper tried to stop a pickup truck being pursued by South Sioux City police. The truck rammed the trooper's car, which had maneuvered in front of him, from behind before crossing into Iowa. The trooper in Dakota County Sheriff's Office following the truck on Interstate 29 before it went out of control and became stuck in a median. Officials say the truck then ran both the trooper's cars and the sheriff's SUV before the driver was arrested. The patrol says 43-year-old Larry Johnson II of Sioux City was being held in an Iowa jail. The officers were not seriously injured. Well, the American Red Cross is now facing emergency blood shortage following a difficult 4th of July week for blood donations. With hundreds of fewer blood drives than a typical week and resulting decline in donations. Right now, officials say blood is being distributed to hospitals faster than donations are coming in. All eligible donors are currently urgently needed to give now to help replenish the blood supply, especially type O, which is the most in-demand blood type and is often the first to be depleted from hospital shelves during a shortage. Type O negative is the universal blood type and what emergency room personnel reach for when there's no time to determine the blood type of patients in the most critical situations. Type O positive is the most common blood type and can be transfused to Rh positive patients of any blood type. Facing a deadline of about 80,000 new Red Cross blood donors each year for the past several years, the Red Cross recently launched the Missing Types campaign in June to encourage new donors and those who have not given recently to donate blood. While the campaign has already inspired thousands of new donors to give, the Red Cross says it's now calling on all eligible blood and platelet donors to roll up their sleeve as soon as possible to overcome the emergency blood shortage. Through the Missing Types campaign, which runs throughout the summer, the letters A, B, and O, letters used to identify blood types, disappeared from corporate logos, celebrity social media accounts, and favorite websites to illustrate the critical role every blood donor plays in ensuring that blood is never missing from hospital shelves. If you'd like to schedule an appointment to donate blood, you can use the free Red Cross Blood Donor app. Go to www.redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-733-2767. Now, the Red Cross says they've added about 6,500 additional appointment slots at donation centers and community blood drives across the country over the next few weeks to accommodate more donors. Some upcoming blood donation opportunities this week from now through the 31st, in fact, include in Adair County on Orient from July 10th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Methodist Church. In Audubon County, Exira will have one at July 23rd from noon to 6 at the Exira Recreation Center. In Cass County, a blood drive will be held July 19th from noon until 6 at the Atlantic YMCA, and in Griswold on that same date from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Central Church of Christ. For more sites, dates, and times, you can see the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Elsewhere in the news, the Iowa Soybean Association is urging the U.S. and Chinese officials to get back to the table and try to resolve issues that have led to the developing trade war between the two countries. ISA President Bill Shipley of Nottoway.
You know, it's not good for us. It's not good for them. Nobody wins, especially when China's using food as a weapon in a trade war. That's not a good thing, in my opinion. You know, that's taking food away from their own people.
Shipley says they're disappointed the trade dispute has reached this point, but he says the ISA is still supportive of President Trump's efforts to rectify trade issues with China.
The Chinese, since 2009, have dropped us from being their primary supplier of soybeans at 51% down to 37% now. That would help the trade deficit if they get it back up to us being their primary supplier.
Iowa State University ag economist Chad Hart estimates soybean farmers stand to lose up to $624 million because of higher tariffs implemented by China. Former Iowa Governor Robert D. Ray died early Sunday morning. Governor Ray had been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease and died peacefully of natural causes, according to a statement from his family. He was 89. David Ullman served as chief of staff during Ray's tenure as governor.
First of all, he was a very humble public servant. He served our state as governor for 14 years, CEO of two insurance companies, interim mayor of Des Moines, president of Drake University.
And Ullman said also that he exuded civility and fairness. He was a complete gentleman always. He worked in a bipartisan way. Ken Quinn also worked in Ray's office. Quinn credits Bob Ray for being at the forefront of efforts to help refugees of the Vietnam War.
He was the first governing official anywhere in the world to step forward and to offer to accept and therefore rescue the Vietnamese boat people who were drowning at sea, being killed by marauding pirates, as they were desperately seeking to live in freedom.
Ray also organized Iowa Shares, sending food, medicine, and Iowa medical volunteers to Thailand's border to to help Cambodians fleeing their country's brutal dictator. Ray was a 40-year-old attorney who'd been chairman of the Iowa Republican Party when he was first elected governor in 1968. Jeff Kaufman, the party's current chairman, says Ray has had the gravitas, integrity, and humanity.
I think he eventually transcended electoral politics and transcended partisan politics and just moved into the realm of leader.
President Ford considered Ray as a potential running mate in 1976. When Ray left the governor's office in early 1983, he did a brief stint with the U.S. mission to the United Nations. And Oman said that Ray was a steady leader during challenging times. According to Quinn, he said one bit of fun for Ray was having an intense game of ping pong.
And that's a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.